This week, Kentucky Derby winning horse Always Dreaming came to Baltimore with hopes of winning the second jewel of this year's Triple Crown. He'll be running at a Charm City racetrack that's got its own share of fantasies. WYPR's Karen Hostler spent Derby Day at Pimlico Racecourse handicapping the odds that the historic home of the Preakness Stakes will get a new lease on life.
There's no shortage of enthusiasm from the hearty band of mostly local folk of a certain age gathered in the Pimlico Clubhouse. They spent Derby Day watching horse races from around the country on video display terminals and eagerly placing their bets. Tay Thompson, a retired probation officer, said he was just happy that at least for the next few weeks, Pimlico simulcast customers no longer have to rely on vending machines for food and drink, as they have for months.
I've been starving since Christmas. It's a good thing. It's a good thing I'm on food stamps now. So I'm just kidding.
Thursday marks the opening of this year's 12-day live racing session at Pimlico, the shortest annual meet for the track in memory, maybe ever. It's simply easier and more profitable for the Stronach Company, which owns both tracks, to run most of their races at Laurel Park, which now boasts 150 live racing days a year. What's more, the 146-year-old structure in Park Heights is hopelessly out of date and maybe even dangerous, Thompson said.
But to make a long story short, they need a lot of work. They really do.
That's no news to the potential partners in a massive project to renovate or rebuild Pimlico that is now being studied by the Maryland Stadium Authority. Phase one of the study put the potential cost of renovating the track on its current site at roughly $300 million. A total rebuild would presumably cost more. None of the three would-be partners, the state, the city, and the track owners, have signed on yet. Informal negotiations are forecast to begin after this month's Preakness. But Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh says she's excited about the prospects.
This is a Super Bowl. Every city doesn't get to do this. You know, every city doesn't have a Super Bowl every year in its own city.
Governor Larry Hogan has been more circumspect. He said he wants the Preakness to remain in Baltimore, but set some limits, as he told WBAL after the Phase 1 study was released back in February.
We're certainly not going to, you know, write a check for $300 million.
The track owners have been equally careful at sharing their intent without yet naming a price. Sal Sinatra, president of the Maryland Jockey Club, which runs the tracks, said they are open either to striking a deal to rebuild Pimlico or to moving the Preakness to Laurel, though the latter would require state approval.
It's just we hold our breath every year because it's an old building. You know, we had the issue with the water a couple years ago, and, you know, everything's old.
That nightmare, when many toilets went out, just added to complaints Sinatra has gotten about the space taken up on the Pimlico infield by Preakness party tents. They blocked the view of the backstretch for weeks before and after the Triple Crown race. The future success of Pimlico may depend on skyboxes to make big bucks while protecting the clubhouse view, and off-season events to attract a younger crowd. Maybe that's what they call always dreaming. I'm Karen Hostler, reporting at Pimlico for 88.1 WYPR.